Hey. Yeah, let's talk about cars here. That's good news. That is good news. I guess, are we live on YouTube? Oh shit. I'm sorry guys. How's everyone doing? Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About Cars. You're basically season four of Salamandrian is here and I couldn't be happier. I'm Alejandro and I want to share with you guys everything that's inside of my big ass head. Hope everyone's doing well. I just came back from vacation. I feel great. I feel young again. Not really. I still, age has really taken a toll on my body. But hey, I'm still here. Let me actually just raise my, ooh, actually my chair was all the way up. Hang on, I'm struggling here. There you go. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have an ass, so I don't get like the extra inches that everyone gets. That's what she said. But either way, I wanted to tell you guys and start by saying that thank you very much for everyone that stuck around for the past year and a half. It's just been busy as hell. It's been challenging, but hey, we survived it. We did it. We're in our new studio. I'm sure you guys are noticing that right now. It's very exciting to have a new studio, a new office, a new place so that we can bring better content every single day. Wanted to make the move because I wanted to bring you guys in some experts. We, Buddy and I, wanted to do a lot more than just us talking to you guys. So this is the start of that. This is Salamandrian Season 4. The reason why it took a year and a half to get all of this done is because of all the other businesses I had to build. I understood very fast on YouTube that if you only depend on your ad revenue, and mind you, I've never done a sponsorship that pays me in the English channel. And if I did that and it went away one day, I would be on the street because I made a tough choice of changing my life completely so that I could do what I love, which is this. And through the process, for real, once my audience turned on me after someone gave away my address and after other people left that had nothing to do with the show and people were just like, well, you're a piece of shit for being you, it was very unmotivating and discouraging and I didn't want to continue to do this in English. And it was at the time when I opened as a joke the Spanish channel. It was literally a joke. Buddy and I were on our way to the airport. And it was, I don't know where it came about, but we were talking about Telemundo and I was like, let's open a Salamundo. And we did. And that truly reignited that fire of, I want to share with others. I want to have fun with these people. This is a brand new chance for me. I would say not to better my image because it's not like I've done anything. I understand, however you feel, but, it's just a chance for me to just forget about the bullshit that I never signed up for. That I never wanted. So when I did that in Spanish, I had a blast and it was growing, but it also, it went side by side with the English one, right? And it felt like a drag at all times doing the videos in English. And I just couldn't get my pace, especially with everything that I was doing, because like I said before, once I realized that the YouTube pace was killing me and that I was getting anxiety for no reason and because you need to deliver a video every day and if not, YouTube's going to push you down the algorithm and then you're fucked, I felt defeated. I felt like I didn't want to do this anymore. I don't want to struggle with this anxiety that I'm getting for no reason. I've never had anxiety over making money whatsoever. Why am I getting it right now just over not even putting a video up? Like, who gives a shit? And for a long time, I went on vacations and I was dying and I didn't know what to do. For the first time ever, I went on this vacation and I felt great and I had a great time and I enjoyed myself because I was there mentally. All of that anxiety that YouTube creates, all of those things that everyone complain about, I only had two choices. One, stick around, complain like everybody else and keep doing the same thing, or go open 25 business, which I only, sadly, was only able to open 21. Some of them go within the same company, so it's not 21 real LLCs or S-Corps or anything like that. It's 21 new ventures that we got rolling in the past year and a half. And those are going great. And now I can just throw my hands up with everything that we've built so far, and now the fun part starts. This is it. This is what we've been working on so hard that no one can see, that we can't tell anyone, that we haven't shown anything. so we could get to this point, so that we can be here, so that we can invite more guests, so that we can show you guys the car world in a whole new different light. And that's what we want to do. What's the goal for season four of Salamandrine? It's very simple. Number one, we're going to incorporate Formula One, because I am obsessed with Formula One and I want to learn with you guys. So we're going to have a show for Formula One here on the channel. And we're also going to talk about IndyCar racing a little bit. Why? Because my friend Patricio is running the Indy. He's competing in that. And just watching him and just being a fan of his made me a fan of it. So I want to learn more. I'm going to go to the race in Long Beach this weekend. And it's going to be, I don't care what happens, it's going to be amazing. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to get to that point, again, that mindset, so that I could be ready, fresh, and felt like we can just get going and do this, you know? And that time is right now. So I want to start adding here, and it's only going to live on salamandrine.com. Everyone, if you want to come ask a question, please come on salamandrine.com. By the way, that's where we can answer questions. On the chat, it's so fast, we can't see anything that's being posted. So if you can just please do us the favor and come over here to salamandrine.com and drop your questions here, I'd gladly answer those questions. The other thing, so that show is just going to live on salamandrine.com, the Formula One and the Indy one. Why? There's not a big enough audience on YouTube for it, and that's it. That's basically it. So if you want to watch it, we're going to be here, my brothers, for anything you need. And actually, you guys are going to be a big part of the show, because all of this we're taking with your usernames, all of this we're taking with your questions. You're going to see how the dynamic for that's going to change, and it's going to be fun to create this show alongside with you guys. That's one of the things I want to do. What was that? Yeah! the second thing I want to do when complete at the end of the year is I want to buy the best car possible for me. I have about $2 million. Just, I'm not going to say floating around, but I have $2 million to buy my next car. I don't have to spend it all, which is going to be the biggest catch of it all. And also, I can get leverage on it, but I'd rather not. I have about that. So I want to go around the world and just test out everything that I am really interested in getting, and just see and bring you guys along for the ride. And also, I want to open the doors to brand new things that you guys haven't seen. Anyone can do a vlog going down the street and like filming cool cars and rev battles and talking specs. But I want to show you guys the car world the way I see it. I want to show you guys the most interesting people in this damn thing called the car world, the most interesting companies, the most interesting stories, the most interesting products, the most interesting everything that exists there with a fresh point of view and in a way that no one has seen it before. And I've done it before. We've done it before. When we did Hyper 5, when we did Banging Gears, when we did Ferrari Big 5, when we did the big Let's Talk About Cars in Dubai. And those were amateur shit compared to what we're going to do right now. So I'm very excited to also bring that in a whole new light to you guys. And it's not going to be about making a billion videos. It's not going to be about making one video a month and just dump this huge production on it. We're just going to seize the best opportunities to create the best content possible. And we're going to break it up in many different ways. And we just want you guys to enjoy it. Nothing's going to change. Content goes first into salamandrine.com. Then it goes elsewhere. Yes, buddy?
Sorry, I just wanted to point out that Drive with Dre just donated you $100.
What the fuck? Thank you so much, dude. But why?
Yeah, he just wanted to tell you, keep going. I feel new life in you. And yes, I live and breathe F1.
My man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually going to go to a couple of races this year. I want to go to more than just a couple, but I also don't want to overdo it because there's also showing the same things. But I'm so excited. And by the way, thank you again, Dre. It's crazy appreciated. You didn't have to do that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we also want to bring that new light, that new energy to the car world. We have a brand new format that we've been testing out. And also just know, again, it's not about how many videos we're going to make. It's about making the right videos at the right time. And hopefully it'll be enough videos for everyone. And also with the new content that we'll be adding, should be, especially with the F1 and IndyCar racing and all that stuff. But I'm very excited. I'm very excited for you guys to see it. I'm very excited to shoot the first episode too. We have a good one to start. Another thing that I'll be doing, aside from buying the car at the end of the year, that it's one of my goals, is to create a car show, like a proper car show again, whether it's on Sony, whether it's on Facebook Watch, whether it's on Netflix, whether it's on Apple. I don't care. There's so much money floating around right now in entertainment. It would be dumb not to make the best car show ever, because we can. We can. We have all the tools. We're producers. We know story. We're writers. We're hosts. I'm so excited, and we're going to get it fucking done. We already put a little piece together for it, and we already got great feedback. I don't want to promise anything because it's completely out of my control when it goes into third parties. And obviously, if it's going to be on Netflix, if it's going to be on Amazon, whatever, that's a separate deal from what you're seeing here online. But I promise you something. It's going to be the best fucking show ever. And I know that that's hard to believe because there's the Grand Tour, there's Top Gear. But I do think we can. I do think there's a new fresh set of eyes for this thing that need to be placed there, and also a story to be told. And I think we got that. And the last thing I want to do by the end of the year, and this is just a goal of mine. All of these are goals, but some of them have intentions, and also some of them have actions that you guys will see immediately, like the shows. But the other one is I want to meet Elon Musk. In the next 12 months, I want to set myself the goal of meeting Elon Musk. I admire the shit out of the dude. I just want to have a one-on-one chat with him and see how stupid I really am. That's all I want to do. So with that said, let's get going with this season 4 of Salamandry.com. What's up, my dudes, everyone here on Salamandry.com? Martin2K, what's up, dude? WineGuy33, I love that nickname, by the way. You just got your second bag of coffee, my dude. Thank you. Hey, Paolo! My man Farhan's over here too. AJ the Great, it's good to see you guys. I've missed you all. This is really weird. Hey, Ali, Merkin guy's asking, am I getting the GTR Pro? I'm going to drive it and I'm going to see if it's the best car available. I can't tell you yes or no, but right now I don't have any plan. Oh, buddy just informed me that Shmi has purchased that car. By the way, the stupidity is not going to leave. I can't do anything about that. Buster Bug, that purple hat's awesome. Do you offer them on fitted hats? This is a fitted. Oh, no, it's not. Fuck. No, this is the only hat that we made special for the Gorilla Watch Edition thing. So we only made 77 hats and 77 watches that go hand in hand with each other. So, also, by the way, don't get too focused on what's happening behind me and all of the emptiness. We're going to put a lot of nice things here for you guys to see. Yeah, we just moved in today, guys. We didn't even have internet 5 minutes ago. We were late to the live in Spanish because we were trying to figure out how to do the internet thing here. So, yeah. Oh, Buster, you also saw the Ferrari Formula One show on Netflix and you're obsessed. How can you not? Netflix did such a great job with that. Amir, what's up, brother? Albert Native is saying, season 4 will present us a major plot twist. Alejandro will become the biggest and baddest Ferrari collector. Hey, you see those goosebumps? You fucking have no idea of what's coming. No idea. Albert, you're going to be a very happy guy this year. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sorry if the chat's moving too fast. You guys are commenting like crazy. Wow. Thank you, guys. It's a really dope new studio, and I can't wait to have more people over. We're figuring out our setup right now. This is a setup that we were doing for the radio show, by the way. This is literally something that started as, all right, let's do it for Dash Radio. We want it to be on Dash Radio. But the problem with that is the commitment to the schedule just never worked for us. It was too insane. And I wanted to do the best job possible, but it just wasn't working for what we were doing, especially in that year that we were building. It was very, very tough. So we decided instead of doing that, we're going to do a live radio show. And also, what am I saying, guys? You're going to start seeing a lot of people here on salamandrin.com doing a show like this, by the way, about different things. So there's going to be a lot more content on salamandrin.com for you guys, everyone that's paying their membership already and is very happy with it. Number one, I appreciate it. Number two, the extra content's not going to cost you more. Number three, yeah, there's going to be a lot more creators joining. And number four, we're going to see how that environment grows. It's going to be a lot of fun. But this type of setup is so that we can do this type of radio show without having a radio station. The radio station would be salamandri.com, if you will. So, yes, sir. I drove 5 hours from Corpus Christi to Austin, and I was late to the Lamborghini dealership. I just wanted to let you know that you're my hero. Oh, dude, you're my hero, and I hope to meet you soon. Just like you to Elon Musk. Love from Texas. Giovanni, I appreciate it, and I'm sorry I wasn't there by the time you arrived, dude. Thank you. There's honestly, shit like that makes me really, I don't know. I don't want to say nostalgic. It makes me, I don't know, it hits me in the feelings because I feel bad. 5 fucking hours. I know how that's like, dude. I know. Thank you. Oh, also, guys, we're back to having meetups. We're going to meet. We're going to try to make it work once a month. We're going to be traveling a lot, but we're going to set up a date now that we're finishing all of our stuff right here in the office, which we still have this whole week to just getting through shit, right? I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? I totally forgot. That's great. I'm just saying this is, it's been exhausting. Someone's asking me, am I getting a new house? Yes. That's another thing. I'm very excited because yes, I am at some point. It's just, it's a lot of things that have been going great, but it's a lot of things that have changed so fast. And we got to wait for the right one to do the right thing. But yes, we are. So next year, for sure, new place, new everything. New everything, people. Oh, no, Amir, you're in Toronto and we're in LA. Well, we'll set up like all these dates and hopefully we can stick to them. No, we'll stick to them. And or at least give you guys very good heads up and have you guys, because you guys, the office that you're seeing right now, we're going to show you is just the tip of the iceberg. If you, hey, it's just going to be the tip. Just go on, for real, this is not a plug, although it's a plug. Go on Salamon, go on Instagram, follow me on Salamandrian. I'll upload a picture of two of our crazy Bugatti floors. No? Just for people to see. Make sure the garage space is like a mini warehouse. Yeah, absolutely. We'll see where we fit. Honestly, it's a very exciting time in my life. I can go and do anything I want. I can go anywhere in the world. I don't know what I want to do. I just want to have fun.
Do we have a tire budget?
No. Why?
For donuts?
We might. Well, no, for because of the outside here?
Yeah.
We might have to get a tire budget now because we have amazing roads around the office too. So we'll be testing those out. Any plans for Goodwood this year? I wanted to go to Goodwood, but we have a release of a... I don't want to say what. We're releasing, a company. And it's going to require a full month of travel with other guys. That's all I'm going to say. And that all takes place while Goodwood's happening, which sucks because I really wanted to go to Goodwood this year. Okay, AJ the Great's asking, what's up with the taco shop? Tacos. I got to tell you, dude, the 25 businesses that we set out to do and we only opened 21, one of the four that we didn't get to open was the taco stand. And that's still on hold. And the reason why it's on hold is, with everything that we just did, I don't want to do anything new. I just want to grow everything that's been growing and keep like putting water in my plants and just make them trees tall, big. That's what I want to do right now. I don't want to think about tacos. I don't want to think about anything else right now that is not on my plate. It's just about being organized, you know? I know. So, Kikus is saying, by the way, they're only going to make 750 AMG GTR Pros, so it's pretty limited. I know, but they're also only making 700 convertibles, I think, of the AMG GTR. And the thing is, I don't know. I think those, until you drive them, you can't tell. And again, I've driven my AMG GTR. I don't know how the AMG GTR Pro will be compared to mine, but until I drive it, I can't tell you. Because otherwise, I'll just be an internet comment guy. Oh, yeah, I saw this, by the way. Let me see. I'm just reading comments, guys. Dark413 just posted an awesome She-Run that they're selling on Ferrari of Houston. I think that's the car they had on Newport, no? Isn't it? And if it's not the same car that was in Newport, then it's the same spec for sale, basically. That is a gorgeous She-Run. Gorgeous, 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 gorgeous She-Run. The interior, God. Wow. Still reading comments, people. That's absolutely it. Tacos. What's up, bro? Been around since Hyper 5 and loved the show and still love it now. Quick question. You guys planning on replacing Farghini person or just running solo now? It's not about replacing people. It's not like Farshad. We were looking for Farshad and we're like, oh my God, we found a new cast member. Everything has to happen organic. If nothing happens organically, it's forced. It doesn't work in this world. The world of YouTube is very, very hard because it's very, very real and people can spot bullshit. And that's what makes YouTube so special to me, but also that's what makes it so difficult because when you're a story, like when you can write stories, it's hard to be able to write them and just have them flow the way a YouTube video flows. But we're trying and working on it. We're just basically doing whatever feels right on every avenue. And again, hopefully the big car show that we want to get done this year, it has co-hosts and other stuff. And I think that'd be a very exciting one for us to do and for you guys to see how that dynamic is going to work. Because it reminds me so much of just the idea of it. Remember when we were doing Banging Gears and Gordon Tradecoin, the guy with the glasses, was in the videos and he was just so epic and so out of left field that no one understood like what the hell, where he came from, but he was brilliant. That type of dynamics, that's what I miss and that's what I love the most. Just new all around. The world of YouTube's very hard. When's Bacon Baked coming back? That's a great question. I'm going to put Bacon Baked on hold because I want to spend... I was trying to run away from Salamandrine, guys. I really was. I wasn't in a good place mentally. I just couldn't figure out why I'm the bad guy when stuff happened to me that I had no control over and also that I never wanted to happen. And I've always been the bad guy in the English channel for some reason. And it gets old and it made me feel unmotivated. But I don't know what I hit. I don't know exactly what was that moment where I was like, are you going to spend your life again just worrying about what others... It's not what others think or say. It's what others feel about you. No, I'm not. I'm just going to keep enjoying myself and do what I want to do because I have a mission. And I don't know where this energy came from and I don't know where this second wind came from. And it just feels so strong. It feels... like back in the gang days, if you will, it feels like that, but times 800 because of all the stuff that we have going on, because of all the stuff that we've done so far, because we've proven ourselves. I mean, a fucking year ago, a year and a half ago, I was like, I'm going to close all my channels. I'm just going to stop uploading to Salamandrine. And I had about 650,000 subscribers total on YouTube. And in a year and a half that I've just been kind of working, not really working, you know, so hard on it, I went up to 4.5 million between English and Spanish. And I know that to a lot of people, a lot of people think, oh, those are the same people. It's not. To me, that was a huge, huge sign that I was on the right path. There's no other, aside from Juca, I don't think there's another car channel that has more followers. Maybe not on the same channel. Maybe on the same channel. Yes, I mean, I've on Salamundo more, but whatever. But Salamundo's about to hit 3 million just alone. So I'm at 4.5 million people just on those. The Swiping Spanish channel has 500,000 people that are different from Salamundo. That's 5 million people. So if that's not a sign of, no, stay where you are. You're doing pretty well. I don't know what the fuck it is. And that just truly, 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 I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so thankful for it because this is what I love doing. This is the opportunity that I wanted as a kid. This is what I've always wanted to do. So I'm just going to fucking do it right. And I'm going to do it better than everybody else because that's my job and that's what I want to do. So either way, 3535 Garage is saying you turn into Salomandingo, the big swinging dick of the car world. Everyone else got the penis envy. Cool. Oh, hey, I don't know if that's true or not, but this year, that's for fucking sure. From porn? From being Salomandingo. That is the funniest thing, guys. I talked to a lot. Hang on. Let me rephrase that. I talked to some people that do porn because I'm in the media business. So they reach out and they're like, dude, I want to do this. I want to try that. Whatever. And also a lot of them like cars, believe it or not. And they hit me up. But the funny thing is they always think, for real, that I'm one of the owners of one of the big websites. Like I'm the guy that owns Pornhub. I'm the guy that owns YouPorn. I was like, if I was any of those guys, you think I'd be on YouTube right now preaching to people? I'd be on a yacht, fucking insane bards, just chilling. And from there, I'd be doing this live. So no, but it's pretty funny. I know. Hang on. So the mess that you guys are seeing here on the desk, and I don't know how much you can see of it, we're going to make holes in here and put the cables and the wires. We literally just came in. This is my first time coming into this office since we put the carpet and all the stuff in here.
How did you go from talking about porn right into making holes in things?
Because so...
what a natural transition for you.
It was. I think that's why. That's why I took the bait. What's going to be the next stat? I'm going to do my whole arm, and I already have one for my chest that I'm doing and whatnot. It's going to be a disaster. I just hope. I was in Cabo, and I saw some guys by the beach that had tats all over their bodies, and they were just so far apart and so different from each other that they just looked like a mess. I hope I don't look like that. Not for anything other. I personally don't want to look like that. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. I can't wait. And by the way, now coming back from Cabo was the whole point of, no, you can go get the second one. But my problem is my second and third tattoo go hand in hand, and it's for a company. I don't want to give anything away. It's basically a company logo because I'm just putting all my successful companies on my arms and for now and other stuff. Yeah.
I've got a couple of super chats I want to
hit
you with. So Gwendolyn Lachlan says that they're contemplating on getting the McLaren 720S Spider in the near future. Would you recommend against it, or should I still try to reach my dream since your history with McLaren or what?
I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Sergio and I were just talking about it today. I have no ill will towards any car maker. I want to delete that from my brain. That's something that just fucking happened based on a stupid situation from the past. Now, I can't say comfortably, I can't sit here and just lie to you and just say, yeah, go buy it. It's great. Because I myself can't buy one. I want to stay away from McLaren for a very long time, just based on my experience. But you got to understand, I think I could have died. And I know how stupid that sounds. But that's a big deal. I don't know if you guys saw the 570 that caught on fire, the orange one. The owner hit me up from it. And we were talking. I don't want to say anything that he was telling me, except he said, I told him, call them. They'll give you either your money back or another car. And he goes, why would I want another car? I could have died. It's true. Now, I'm not saying, and all these cars are catching on fire, but there's definitely some sort of a problem. I loved my 720S. I didn't want to sell my 720S. I lost a ton of money selling my 720S. And I had to do it because I just can't get in that car and be comfortable. and feel like everything's fine. Every single time I get into McLaren now, I'm looking behind me. Every time. The two times that I've done it after my Senna. The whole time I'm paranoid. And that's no way of living, and that's no way of spending your money. To you, the 720S is a beautiful car, man. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. As long as you bring something to crack a window open with you, in case of anything, maybe it's not, nothing's going to happen. But just in case, just bring that with you and pay attention. You're going to be very happy. That's a dope, dope car. I love the convertible. I love what they did with the clear sights on the back. It's gorgeous. And I'm jealous that you can buy one and I can't. Love it.
All right, so next one is from Kevin Crownett. He said, being a diehard fan of Porsche, Benz, and BMW, why haven't you added Brabus, Alpina, or Ruff to your collection? Or Roof.
Okay, so one more time. What's the question?
Being a diehard fan of Porsche, Benz, and BMW, yeah. Why haven't you added a Brabus, Alpina, or a Roof to your collection?
Brabus in the U.S. is a brand new thing. It's not like they had them forever under warranty and Brabus really had a presence here that would work like the one in Europe. Because in Europe, most dealers, when you buy a Brabus car, they give you the warranty from Mercedes or the Brabus warranty. It's going to be fine. In the U.S., they don't do that, or they didn't do that for a very long time. And also, back in the day, whenever anyone modified a car, like with the ECU tune and they put 800 horsepower, they didn't work. The cars weren't that great. The new ones are incredible, incredible. And now they offer warranties and all that shit. I love that. So Brabus has been, I mean, I did make my 4x4 kind of a Brabus. The only thing I didn't do was interior and the engine, because I think that's stupid on a 4x4. That's just my personal opinion. You don't need more speed in that car. It's absolutely, it's like a brick. And the BMW one too, Alpina wasn't good. When I was a fan of BMW, Alpina wasn't that great. I would rather have an M car than an Alpina car. I had my last notorious, like, cool BMW was an M6. And I had the choice either of that or a 750 Alpina or some shit like that. It just didn't do anything for me. Alpina has always been like celery. Meh. To me. I don't know why. The new ones look really cool, but they never did it for me in the past. I guess I'm more of a AMG M guy than I'll be Alpina, Brabus, and those. And also, AMG has worked so hard to be where they are today with that Mercedes relationship and ownership, right? Well, Brabus hasn't gotten there. So pay respect to where it's due and spend your money where it's due. So that's that. I'm full of burps. I'm sorry, everyone. Yes, buddy. What else?
That was it.
That was the only? Okay. Well, that was a great question. Johnny. let me go back to reading more questions. It's weird on how people keep tagging you in every car that catches fire. It's like showing someone with PTSD and it's giving them anxiety and also seems disrespectful to the owner. That's from Forexi. Farhan, I don't think people are doing it in a mean-spirited way like that. And it's not so much about the PTS. I can relate to what the owner feels. Does that make sense? Think about this. This is an extreme example. Extreme, okay? Think about, let's just say, your mother-in-law dies and you loved her. And every time, right? And for a year, you're crying and you're like sobbing and you're distraught by it. And every time someone's mother-in-law dies, people tag you. You're not going to be sad for that mother-in-law that died, but you're going to feel horrible, destroyed, unless you're a fucking sociopath, for the other dude that had that loss. So the question here is, just stop sharing these cars that get fucked up. And it's my fault too, because I've done it couple times too, but it's more of a, I want to highlight a problem, but I don't want to highlight the problem anymore. I don't care about people's problems. It's not my job to fix it. It's not my job to highlight it. It's not my job to do that. If a company wants to have problems and do whatever, it's their problem. But I just don't want to see that. I feel the dude that rode me with the orange McLaren sounds like he's having equally as hard of a time as I am. And that fucking sucks. You know what I mean? That's what I don't want to see. Luigi, give me a fucking second, dude. I have something for you. Hang on. Buddy, do you want to come and appear here for a second?
Yeah.
Just so that people don't think that I left. And then you guys are going to see me. You're going to see why I'm an Olympic runner. I am not.
Hey, what's going on over here, boys? So Alejandro is running to our other section of the office because we're bougie like that and we have different sections. Give you a quick little update on what's going on here. So we're going to have like a wall behind us with glass and there's going to be a whole like little lounge area. We're going to have lights in here. We're going to have stuff on the wall. Going to have this guy right here. And you got the Luigi special right there.
I did. I love when you guys fucking tell me you're gonna do something and I don't care how long it takes and you fucking get it done. Luigi, thank you for these. I love them. I've been wearing them for 2 days. So far, so good. I want to make sure, just like when I did the gorilla ones, that they're epic, and then we'll talk about them. Congratulations, dude. That's fucking awesome. So yeah, boy. Also, guys, another show that I wanted to do here with you, just on salamandrian.com, if you will. It's kind of like a Shark Tank. If you guys have a product, an idea, or something you want to send us so we can review your product, I'd love to do that as a business and as that. And take it for what it is. It's just an idiot telling you like, oh, this is my thoughts, right? But we can do that for sure because it's all about supporting each other here. So we're not going to show garage updates from the garage. Wait, why not? What does that have to do with anything? Filming in an office is completely different places. We're here just for the podcast. Remember that, guys. Remember that. Bailey, would you ever do a watch collection video? I've seen your Daytona before. No, my watch collection is not a collection at all. I have like 3 or 4 cool watches, and that's it. And it's not like they're epic at all. Ever since I got involved with the Gorilla guys, that's all I've been rocking. So I truly don't care about anything other than these. When I get the drift, I'll stunt on you guys because that's an incredible piece. But until then, I think you guys are good. All right. On Holy Wicked, he's saying, hey, Alejandro, I've seen your videos and swipe, but I can't really get the confidence and clue of how to start my business. The thing is that on every game that I've played, I was one of the richest people there, and I want to take it to a next level. I made a few tens of grand from these games. I know games aren't much, but if I did it there, why wouldn't I be able to do it in real life? Much love. What do you think is the biggest business fuck-up that people commit or that people make? The biggest fuck-up in business is not starting the fucking business. That's it. That is the biggest fuck up, because all of the life lessons, everything you're going to learn and everything you need to go through is behind you starting a business. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Understanding that one thing is not bound to be successful forever too. So this is why I didn't just open one last year. And also I've always been like this. You want to have multiple shots at success, because like in the movies, 1 out of 12 projects will hit it, right? Then that means you need to make 12 attempts at 12 businesses, different ones, so you can hit one. That's the rule of life, and that's the rule of business. So if you don't start to learn how not to do things, you're gonna have to start really late in life, and you're gonna totally, totally regret it. Because you could have done it when you were young, and you could have done it when you had all of the energy in the world and didn't have any responsibilities. Why would you do it when you're 50, tired, in debt? Why? Also, the reason why I have so many things is you take away, let's say, the watch thing. Okay, no problem. I have 30 other fucking things. All right, now I'm going to take away your YouTube channel. No fucking problem. I got these other things. All right, now I'm going to take away this. No problem. The more you build, the less you care about the failure of one or another. Now, I'm not saying the less attention you should pay to those businesses, but I'm saying it shouldn't matter that much when you have that many different avenues of income and also fun and also an outlets for your creativity to be out there and for your knowledge to be poured into things. So just know that. I'm sorry, reading the comments. Holy shit, there's a lot of comments. Let me see. Oh, hey, Salo, I'm a real estate agent in Denver. What do you think is the best way of marketing in real estate? I currently do a radio show in Spanish and I put it online as a podcast. Albert Street, that's awesome, dude. What I'd recommend is for real estate, traditional marketing is phenomenal, dude. It's quite cheap too. Putting those ads on park benches, on, what is it? Park benches that are cheap, bus stops that are cheap. In general, bathrooms are cheap. I probably try bathrooms in restaurants, high-end restaurants, whatever. So think about this. Whoever your end client is, whether it's a guy buying a $200,000 house or a $500,000 house or a $20 million house, go to the places where that person would go on a daily basis and just try to figure out how to get your face in there for free. And by that, I mean, it's restaurants, maybe just business, I don't know.
My favorite are the ads in the bathroom where it's like a pretty girl like looking down at the urinal. She's like, oh dick, my God. Like, I love those.
But they
those
work.
Are great ads, yeah.
But they work. You're pissing. You don't have anything to stare at. Just put them right there. I actually don't understand why more businesses don't have that. Yeah. Yep. I hope to see you guys more involved with MotoGP 2 in the future. FYI, this weekend, they'll race at COTA. Damn it. So just so you know, Albert, I want to get into MotoGP because now that I know about Formula One and Indy, that everyone's pissed off that there's very few passes, they say that there's five changes on leadership, like on the last lap of a MotoGP Grand Prix. I am dying to watch those. I want to go to COTA for F1. I wish I would have known this before for this, but I also want to catch those for sure. I'm interested in all this racing shit now that I understand what the appeal of it is. I never understood it because I never was related to the personal stuff of it. I never also had anyone in my family, well, not my family, around me that gives a shit about racing. So now that I do, I'm really, really liking it. Papo, are you planning on visiting Italy soon? I love to go to Italy soon. You never know. We're going to be traveling quite a lot, so we'll see. I don't want to lie. What's up, Kai Western? It's the first time you're catching us live, dude. What? We always live, son. We always live. All right. I think it's been an hour, no? Oh, no, it's been 44 minutes, so we still have some time. We still have some time, guys. We have another 15. Anybody else has... okay. Jazzy, 488, he's saying, Ali, did they...
That's my type of guy.
Yeah, Ali, did they get Belen's G-Wagon taken care of? It's been fine ever since the second time that he went like out on us. It's been perfectly fine. I love that fucking car. I can't believe how much I love the G-Wagon, actually. Why? What do you mean, Farhan? What the fuck else? I'm just reading comments. Can you tell us about the major car class jumps that you went through? You've gone through a lot of cars. Which cars had the biggest transition in price ratio? Richak, I love that question. All right, let's go from Jetta, Golf, all of those cars to a BMW, an M3. So I had a Jetta, Golf. I can't remember the in-between or if that was it. And then an M3. From the M3 was... nothing. It was kind of like the same shit, like the SLK, a CLS, all that medium level stuff. And then the one that was the big jump, yeah, was a Ferrari F430 Spider. I love that car. It was a black on black car. It was fucking sexy and mean. And I remember thinking to myself, how can anyone driving a Ferrari always makes his face? When I was the guy with the biggest smile in the world just driving the car. I loved it. The worst stereo ever. The gearbox got messed up a million times, but I love that car. From that, the big jump after those type of cars, because I have a DBS, that car and whatnot, and I have more Ferraris. The next big jump was Aventador, because it was a $500,000 commitment. It was $420,000, I think, the one I purchased, the first one. And that was crazy. From the Aventador, it was the Huayra. From $500,000 to $1.8 million. And then I've just been around there. Because I've just been putting all of my money and efforts into what we've been building. So that very soon I can buy myself anything my horrible mind desires. That's the goal. That's the purpose. But more than anything, I just, with everything that's been going on, I just want to enjoy. I want to have fun. I want to show you guys what I'm talking about here. A whole new world that is right in front of us that no one gets to see and show you guys. So I want to do that. I own a portable toilet business in Texas. Would you believe how profitable that business is? Yeah, dude, of course. Everyone needs to shit. There's always events outside. That's brilliant, Evan Bailey. That's brilliant. How old were you when you when you first realized you were rich? Three years ago, but I wouldn't say I'm rich yet. On paper, I'm very rich, but not yet on cash. Once cash, that's the good. Would I get another 918 Emperor of Karma? Actually, a lot of people have been tempting me with those because they came down hard on prices. But then again, every time I buy an old car that I had, I always sell it and go, why the fuck did I do this? But I did love my 918 so much. I just don't know it compares to the cars today. I actually, you know what? I'm gonna go drive a 918 again. Because why the hell not? We got to go find and figure this out. Because I want to see if maybe somehow now it's the time. Legend. It's an incredible car. Plans on buying an AMG 6x6, unknown name. I got offered one while I was in Austin, and the guy didn't come through with it. I'm so fucking pissed. It was a great deal, and I think that's why he didn't come through with it. I was like, I'll buy it right now. And every time I say, I'll buy it right now, people back up, and they probably go sell it somewhere else for more. I need to negotiate more, by the way. I hate negotiating. V Munish is asking, what's up with the Beetle RSI? It's still at the house. It's in the garage. I think I have a plan for it in the very short future that we might or might not enjoy altogether, you guys and myself. I think that's it.
There's been a couple more questions like asking what is going to happen in season 4. I think some people like missed the early part of the yeah. live. I think, you know, a good way to like really tie this all together is I really explain that again.
At the end? Okay. Yeah. I'll do that. But before that, there's a question here. Are there any cars that we think you sold that you have at Evan Paul's? No. Everything is sold. The i720S is sold. Courage GT is sold. What else the fuck did I sell? 720S.
Monte.
No, Performante was a long time ago. It was just the Senna just burned down. So it was three cars.
Yeah.
The Senna burned down. And then the 720S and the Courage GT.
Well, you talked about the AMG GTR, but that stayed.
Yeah, that stayed. So, okay, we're gonna do this one more time. We're gonna talk about what's coming on for season 5 before we go, guys. 4. Holy shit! You know what? I'm actually just gonna skip season 4 and go into season 5. Bennett 859 is saying, when they bring out the new revised 4x4, will you buy one? Absolutely, son. That was one of the funnest cars I've ever had in my life. That and the Raptor S, being completely honest with you. The appeal of the Mercedes is that it's a Mercedes and people just love it for that, but the Raptor S2, oof, it gets me going. And I'll do this one before the season 4. Can you please clear your opinion on Ferrari and if you're planning on buying an F12 TDF? There's no clearing opinions on anything. I am giving everyone an equal chance. I'm starting from zero. I'm starting as a car lover, absolutely. As a car lover from zero, I want to drive it all. I want to own them all. I want to, I legitimately am tempted by that TDF that I've been offered. So I don't know. But also, I don't want to buy the car right now without skipping all this, because what are we going to do in season four? One, we're going to go all around the world driving the best cars, the new ones, the latest and greatest and old ones, and just finding the perfect car that I want to buy later. I don't want to buy it right now because it's too obvious. It's the YouTuber thing to do. I'm going to go and buy just, oh, I bought a Bugatti. And then what? I bought this. And then I have to tease you with, maybe I bought that car. Maybe I bought that car. I don't want to do that. Also, I feel like I might be a little responsible for how many cars people are buying right now online. Right? Because yeah, who started that?
That's what I was going to say. And like with all that, like, people have to be patient. Like, it's not like we back catalog the whole season and we're getting ready to release it. Like, this stuff is all happening in real time.
Right now, yeah, real time.
It's all happening in real time.
Absolutely. So we're going to see, you're going to see us driving everywhere in the world, everywhere, and meeting the dopest people. And I want you guys to meet some of my really cool friends that you've never met. And I want to show you like that lifestyle that we have access to that I never wanted to tap into, because I've always said when I'm on a private plane, I try not to post videos or pictures or anything, because I'm like, ugh, only douchey people do that. Ugh, when I go on a helicopter somewhere, ugh, only assholes do that. When you understand what I'm saying? I want to show you the best of the best, and I want to show you not in a dirtbag way. I really want to show you the cool parts of it, not just random dumb shit. Like the ones that really call my, like, catch my eye, because I know no one's going to be able to show you that. What else are we going to have in this season? We're also going to talk about car makers. We're going to talk about, well, we already talked about car makers, but we're going to talk about them in a whole different light. We're going to meet with the dopest and craziest and most innovative CEOs, and we're going to interview them, and we're going to ask them all the right questions that probably other YouTubers wouldn't. And I'm not saying that in an edgy way or anything. I'm just saying like the more complex ones. I don't know. There's just so many awesome things. So many awesome things that are coming. Aside from that, we're also going to add an F1 show here on Salamandrin.com. It's not going to go on YouTube for one simple reason. There's not a big enough audience on YouTube for that. If it grows here on Salamandrin.com and people really like it and it's something for everybody else, again, it's going to be free. You guys know how we work. It's going to be free on Salamandrin.com too, but it'll be on Salamandrin.com. If people really like that show, we're going to take it to YouTube too. So we're also going to talk about that. What else? I also want to get a Hyper 5 like or Banging Gear show done with a major guy, with Sony, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, whoever wants to get it done. I want to get that show done because I think it's really, really, really well worth it. I really enjoyed doing it before. I have some of the best memories ever from that, from creating those shows. And I think we could just do so much better now with everything that we have and how much we've grown. And especially if we really get a studio behind us and we have money to spend and it's not my money. Oh my God, the shit we can do. So that'll be a show for car lovers made by car lovers. That's it. That's the whole point of that. When I was sitting down as a kid watching fucking Top Gear, watching when they were explaining the clutch and the Carrera GT and the brakes and everything, I just remember saying, man, one day I'd love to do that. Like, can you imagine? And I've had the chance and I have the ability and I have the resources. Why the fuck not do it? And why not take it to the next level, the show that I have here? Because you've seen a preview. You haven't seen the full show. And I'm really excited about that. And the last thing I want to do, and it's kind of a goal more than anything, I want to meet Elon Musk in 12 months from today. Whenever it happens, I just want to say hi and just really see how stupid I am. That's pretty much it. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. And I'm going to answer one more thing. Someone said, so you're cool with all the car makers except McLaren. You got to know, I'm fine with McLaren. I'm perfectly fine with them. I hope they don't have anything against me for my car burning down like other people have done it. But I just wouldn't buy another one based on not being at ease with what happened to me, and especially also having Belen on the same page. I want to leave it for a little bit, maybe in the future revisit all of that stuff, but I'm down for anything, everyone, anything is game. Just that's one thing that's not that easy to just scuff and call it a day. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. Thank you very much for everyone that watched. Thank you everyone on YouTube, everyone on Salamandry.com with those questions. Thank you everyone that sends super chats. You guys are crazy. Dre, my man, thank you. Farhan, everyone that made it to the live. You guys have a wonderful day. This is another Let's Talk About Cars. Yo, season 4 starts now, people.